And we're being joined now by three members of the Knoxville volleyball team, Katie Kaitchis, Marley McKay, and Maggie Wilkins. Ladies, thanks for joining us. And Katie, I'll start with you. Following Tuesday night's match over Sheraton, 8-0 now on the season. Can't get much better than that. I guess your thoughts on how things have gone so far.
You're right. Can't get much better than that. I'm just super proud of everyone and all the work we've put into and just not giving up. We've played some very tough matches and pulling it through. So I'm super proud and super happy and excited to see what we can do the rest of the season as well.
It looks like this is almost a different team from last year. You had a solid season last year, but from what Coach is saying, maturity and your development physically and mentally is a big change.
Right. The grade below me has been playing since they've been freshmen. So now that they're juniors, they definitely have years under their belt, and I think they know the game better. They can definitely step up in the different situations. So it's a lot of fun playing this year. And we have lots of energy. We've been focusing on a couple goals. So we have some key words that every day we just try to get better and focus and work hard, and we all want to play volleyball and win.
And speaking of energy, probably the core of the energy with this Marley McKay. Marley, where do you get this energy that, every point it just seems like it's a clincher of the state tournament, the way you react?
I don't know. I just know that, like, if you don't necessarily have the skills, that just working hard and being positive can get you some far places.
What's been your impressions of the season so far, on the start and, how things have gone so far?
I'm super excited. I love the energy on the court, so I'm not the only one looking like a maniac now. And I love the energy that we're bringing, and I just think that not only, like, mentally but physically, like you said, we're doing pretty solid.
Maggie, what about you? Your thoughts on how things have gone this year for your, team and how the 8-0 start has been for you?
I love it. The energy is great. Our practices are amazing. That energy is so up there. And the way Matt Molly is running it, it's just high energy all the time, and it's amazing.
I noticed that during warm-ups, it just almost looked like Sheraton was kind of looking around thinking, what have we got ourselves into? And you girls were just, popping the ball down and, yelling and screaming. I mean, where does that come from?
We like to have fun, Derek. Come on. Like, this is volleyball. It's fun. So we like to pump each other up, and we know if we can be energetic and we can get the other team down in warm-ups, that's going to help us. So energy all the time is a big thing, and we help each other give energy. I mean, we sing songs before the game, like in the middle of the games. Like, we're always dancing, singing, cheering each other up, and always having fun.
What kind of songs do you sing?
Oh, gosh. It's a lot of throwbacks and mix of everything,
We have Coach Molly pick out our songs, and then we just jam out to them.
Okay. You mentioned a lot of throwbacks. Give me some specifics here.
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus is always a solid go-to.
That's a throwback? That's almost as a recent.
10 years old.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something like maybe like the 80s or 90s.
Not that far.
We don't know those songs, Derek. We don't know those ones.
Maybe a little bit of old Beyonce, but that's about it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm behind the times then. Katie mentioned some goals. I mean, obviously conference championship. You took that first step Tuesday. What are some other goals? I think, I've heard from you and Katie, Marley, Cedar Rapids is a goal.
Absolutely. Cedar Rapids is the goal. We had Coach Froyan come in and talk to us just about what it feels like even to qualify. And him just talking about it gave us, like, goosebumps, and we're just eyes ahead of the road. We're so excited to get there.
Now, obviously, none of you were around when Coach Froyan was in his heyday. Maggie, what was that like, having a legend come in to a practice and, just tell you, hey, here's what you got to do, and here's what it feels like to clinch that final match?
It was honestly really cool because the things he was teaching us was kind of different than what we are kind of learning today, because he does things differently, but we also needed to learn that today to get through where we need to go. So,
and Katie, I haven't talked to you since you made a pretty big decision over the summer, committing to play basketball at University of Nebraska-Omaha. What was that like, the whole recruiting process? Because I know you were posting on Twitter about all these colleges, these Division I colleges, that, hey, they've offered me this, they've offered me that, and you finally settled on UNO. What made UNO over everybody else?
Oh, gosh. The recruiting process is crazy, but UNO was a great fit. I loved the teammates and I loved the coaches. Like, they all understood me as a person and as a player. You know, I mean, obviously you love someone who loves you. So having that love from the coaches was just the perfect feeling. The facilities are amazing. The campus was beautiful and just everything was right. And it's pretty close to home, like 2 hour, 45 minutes, give or take. So my family and friends are very, very excited that I'm close to home. And my little sister, Abby, like, she, like, ran and jumped and gave me a big hug. Like, she's so excited. Like, it was a perfect fit.
This team seems really, really close with each other. I mean, everybody is just, you know, high-fiving, even in the simplest things. Marley, you know, what's that like to be on a team that just is so close together and, you know, everybody's there for each other?
Yeah, well, we've been playing, like, club all together since about seventh grade. So, like, that's just, like, an amazing feeling, just knowing you mess up, someone's just going to be there to lift your chin up and say, hey, you got the next one, and we need that energy, especially if we want to go to Cedar Rapids.
I know, Maggie, a lot of players I've noticed have made a significant improvement. Terry Udemark, for one, stronger, I think, physically and probably, a little more mentally as well, don't you think?
Yes, I agree. She has gotten a lot more up there with, like, her hits and everything. Like, she just got more aggressive with everything.
I know there's more conference games. You'll get a lot more challenges down the road. You got Pella Christian, I think, and Pella is looming on the horizon as well. So, you know, do you want those? Obviously, you want those challenges. What are you looking forward to most in playing those kind of teams? It's going to maybe stretch you to a fourth or a fifth set one of these days.
Right. No, playing good teams and amazing teams is what we need. We need to be pushed. We need to have competition, because that's what we're going to play the state tournament, and that's what we're going to play for the, like, regionals to get to the state tournament. So we need to be ready for that, and I'm very excited this year to see what we can do at some, like, weekend tournaments and stuff like that, because that's definitely where it counts, where it matters. We have to be ready to play for those tournaments against better teams and just win and have fun and woo.
First time in years that this program's been ranked in class of 4A. I know rankings are rankings at this point in the season, but kind of nice to get noticed around the state, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's an amazing feeling. When she told us, we were all just like jaw dropped for a second, moment of silence, and then we were like, yeah, we're so excited for that.
Meg, what's it like, come into a gymnasium and everybody's thinking, oh, there's Knoxville, we better play our A game tonight?
It feels amazing. We were just so up there and all the time, like, we walk into the gym and they're just like, oh my gosh, we're they're already heads down, like, we're already lost.